Blog Talk Radio.
Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Good evening to everybody out there in internet land. Welcome to the world famous Finn and Freddy podcast, broadcasting live from Boston, Massachusetts, the epicenter of the universe. My name is Chris Finland. I am the right wing of this program, and I symbolize everything that is just and holy with this great country. My co-host this evening and my longtime male companion in the broadcasting industry, none other than the world famous and quite accomplished, I might add, Adam Arthur Jimmy Carter. Frederick Adam, how are you? Thank you for joining me tonight for this podcast.
I don't even know what I'm doing here.
Oh, wait, I don't even know what I'm doing here. You know, I call you this morning, I say, you know, this is like the Trump White House. You're making me livid. I'm in a very dark mood right now, and I'm going to take it out on you. Well, not really, but I called you earlier, and you made a big hubbub. You said, I don't know if I want to do a show with you. You've become unhinged.
You have.
Sound like Alex Jones. I don't know if I want to be a company to this kind of propaganda. What is your beef? What is up with you? Let's start off the show and find out what your beef is with me and my right-wing shenanigans. But first, let's give out the phone number. Adam, to join us on the air tonight. This is something I neglected to do in past podcasts. This is a live broadcast. We can take your calls. 646-787-8517. That's 646-787-8517. We can open up our phone lines coast to coast, Adam. We are not prohibited by any sort of international guidelines. We can take calls from all over the globe. So first off, I'm the conservative, you're the liberal. We've been doing this for years.
Yeah.
What's up with you? What is it? You're telling me all kinds of things. I'm out of line. I'm unhinged. I'm Alex Jones.
I never said you're out of line. I just think you're unhinged. I literally think you're losing it.
And you're not the first to say that. But can you give me an example? Let me tell you something. If you don't see me on social media, I'm pretty much only on Facebook, Adam. I'm an old man. That's the only social media medium
I don't get. You can do a lot more on Twitter.
I hate Twitter.
But you can do a lot more on it.
Probably. But, yeah, you know, you can find my posts on Facebook. Chris Finland is my name. They don't let me use my alias anymore, Adam. I used to be Hercules Rockefeller,
yeah.
But they took away my ability.
Why don't you come up with, I'm surprised you're not like Art Vandalay or
Well, you'll never believe it. Some Cal liberal Barnson. Complained. A liberal, maybe you, complained about some of my postings. And I had to show, like, Mark Zuckerberg my license, my social security number, the tip of my penis. You don't even have any idea.
I couldn't take what I was reading anymore, and I had to go to Mark Zuckerberg.
And so I can no longer use an alias. I can only use my Christian name. And let me tell you, Adam, I am a proud Christian. I am a proud American.
When did this happen? When did this whole God thing happen? Because I remember many a times on radio shows with you, we would mock all that crap. You know what's funny? This is what this whole right-wing, super right-wing conservative person that you've turned into was this very same person you would mock 3 years ago.
False. I've also been called recently by someone I respected as an ultra-nationalist psycho. So the left the left is just insulting me left and right.
Those are very good adjectives to describe you.
You remember my beloved Grandpa Joe, who has since departed last July. Great American,
yes,
Republican, Irishman, veteran, you name it, sportsman, committed family man. He is somebody who has installed in me a healthy fear of God and Jesus and that sort of lifestyle. And you're one to mock it.
Wrong,
I remember.
But
I'm
would
a TiVo
you
guy.
Dislike
love
the man?
TiVo.
Hold on. Would you dislike the man that you've turned into with your crazy right-wing identity politics and saying punch a liberal in the face and I hate the NFL and all this crap that you put on your Facebook page? Would he want you to be that man? He would want you to be a strong. He wants you to be a better man than what you have turned into.
It is, you know, my grandfather is somebody who loved the Trump candidacy. He did not live to see the election, but he loved candidate Trump. He loved his bold rhetoric, telling it like it is. And I even, at my very grandfather's funeral, I honored that legacy by delivering a very Trump-like speech with the whole three fingers up.
Yeah,
the
with the hands
sign.
And the faces.
Yeah. So Donald Trump has even made me, Chris Finlan, an accomplished public speaker and even better public Niles. He should be an inspiration to the entire country. I mean, here he is, a man who has risen himself up from the bootstraps of Queens, New York City.
Oh, God. Thanks to Daddy.
With just one small loan of $1 million, which in Manhattan, New York City, is peanuts, pennies, he turned $1 million, snowballed it into a real estate empire. He also, along those same lines, became New York City's number one most eligible playboy, Adam. He had all
as
the world's beauties.
As a liberal.
And you say that he is – now that's the other thing that you say, and then the left is saying more and more. Is that Donald J.
Because
Trump?
He's talked about it. He's ran in all the circles.
So let's talk
Listen,
about
man,
the
here's
issue.
The thing.
And
let's
you...
talk about this. Hold on. Can we talk about the direction of this podcast for a minute?
Yeah,
because
where are we going?
I don't want to spend the next hour and a half of us just going back and forth of why Trump is so great and me saying why he's so bad and us trying to change each other's opinions because it's not going to happen. Nobody wants to just hear us going back and forth of, you know, this and that of why, you know, he's God in your eyes and why I think he's an absolute terrible person.
Well, let's
and why you're so obsessed with
this.
Identity. Even if he was a Democrat, I'd be calling him out for this, for all the crap that
he's
been doing.
Well, that's the thing. Let's focus on that. You're accusing him of being a closet liberal.
Well,
that's something that you've said multiple times. Now, and Democrats have said that I've heard that from the left. But I went to your very own fact checker, the very biased Snopes, you know, Snopes.
They're as biased as Breitbart is.
Right. Well, no, they're biased for you guys. You know what I mean?
Breitbart is biased for you.
Well, we'll talk about Breitbart in a minute if you'd like. But this Snopes has discredited that weird quote that went along that's supposedly Trump said, if I were to run for president, people, it would be as a Republican. Those people are stupid. They'll believe anything they say on Fox News. He never actually said that. And liberals go around.
Well, I'm not saying – I don't care what he said. That is just by his personality in general, what he does, he is a New York City liberal. I've heard it from pundits, right-wing pundits, everybody. I don't want to do this back and forth. I can't.
That's fine.
Can't
Let's breeze through Trump. We'll breeze through Trump. I know that's not what you're into.
I'm going to talk about Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens.
You're drinking cheap whiskey.
Actually, I'm drinking vodka, but I haven't poured myself any yet, and I'm thinking about it right now.
You know what? I frankly regretted not getting some booze for this event, for this affair. You know,
and I have my weed pen.
I have the weed. I'm a fun-loving Republican after all that.
Why is everything left and right and blue and red and blue to you?
Don't you see, man? We're in a culture freaking war right now, man. And you gotta pick freaking sides because shit's about to hit the freaking fan, man.
This is a 1968, pal.
Oh, sorry. Let's get back to 2017. Don't call me pal. That is not a gender-neutral pronoun.
You're triggered now. You're triggered now?
I want to be called they or them. Thank you.
about Christopher?
One thing that is pop culture, I don't want to dwell on Trump because, like you said, that's not funny. That's not fun. That's
we're just
going to
be
funny.
Going back and forth the whole time.
Right. And we're not Hannity and Combs like I've wanted to be for years. Remember Hannity and Combs?
Yeah, but even Hannity – okay, here's the thing. You want to be Hannity and Combs, that's fine. But here's why they both worked, because they would both call out both of their parties and sides. Yeah, they were opposite, but you're so far to the right. You're so obsessed with identity politics. You think everything he says and does and out of his mouth is perfect and is the right way. And the fact that you can't see any sort of negativity.
I watch him with the same sort of captive audience that I used to watch the Spice Channel in the sixth grade. Okay.
Yeah. So you watched Trump where it's distorted, like how you watched the Spice, how we all watched the Spice Channel in the sixth grade. Where it was distorted.
All right, that's
and
not where
maybe
I
you could
going.
See a titty.
Yeah. I am so thrilled, by the way, he tells it like it is.
You know that some of the shit is kind of, it's biting him in the ass though. He does have a, he literally has a tweet for everything. Everything he says, he's already contradicted himself.
Well, let's throw the number out there, Adam. Podcast 646-787-8517. That's 646-787-8517 here on Blog Talk. Finn and Freddy, I think this is our fourth episode of season one, Adam.
I think, who knows? I tune this out.
You know, don't be a dick.
Well, I'm a miserable dick. I'm sorry.
You are. And a shriveled one at that. Now.
No, I do pretty well.
Jesus Christ, where'd you get that complexion? The Bisquick Factory? Who's your mortician, for Christ's sakes? Now, listen.
Well, hey, stop watching. You were just watching Artie Roast. Who's your Colin Quinn.
Yeah, Colin Quinn. Very good. Now, you don't want to dwell on Trump, but you have to. You cannot ignore, because it's a story, and you're probably going to tell me I'm wrong. And it's a shame this day and age that a time-honored tradition like football is on the wrong side of America. But you have to admit, hold on, before you chuckle at me, and I know you will, you have to admit that this letter now coming from Commissioner Goodell to all the owners across the NFL that they are going to make it mandatory for the players to stand is in fact a telling victory for one Donald J. Trump and his administration, particularly after that publicity stunt with Vice President Pence at the Colts game, which I
well,
love.
Well, you can admit that was a publicity. You at least you can see that that was all a media stunt.
Well, of course, you know the 49ers are going to kneel. They should have fucked with them and not knelt. You know. But,
well, I mean, the whole kneeling thing. Yeah, is there some disrespect to the country? Sure, but here's, you know, why do you care what they can do whatever they want? And here's another thing too. You're obsessing over this was a win for Trump. Thanks. What did you think of when Goodell handed out Deflategate, the rules that you hated him, right? You were calling for his head.
I'm not saying I like Goodell, but I can't deny the fact that he is the commissioner of the NFL, and he wrote a letter to all the owners telling them that they ought to make it mandatory for the players to stand because it is affecting them. It is affecting their long-term business. Let's be honest. Goodell's concerned about that. They don't pay taxes. Trump's already saying he wants them to pay taxes, you know.
Why don't they make his megachurch Republicans pay taxes then?
Well, when they start disrespecting the flag and the anthem and the military and the police,
oh, so that's
maybe
what it
will.
Takes. They have to disrespect the flag to start. Gotcha. Okay. No,
absolutely.
Just,
if you disrespect my
God, you
the
are
flag,
so Adam, you are so One Direction.
No, One Direction is my direction, whatever that means. The Democrats.
you're not getting it right.
The Democrats, or as Birch Bartlett would call them, or the
Spaniel T. Barlum. Only turkeys have left wings. That's a great episode.
And in that same episode, Adam, and this is where I draw...
Shows Republican corruption.
Sideshow Bob says, "You want a Republican to rule you with an iron fist like a king." Yeah. And,
kudos for
true.
Putting the public back in Republican.
Dear Niles, we're going to vote Republican this year. And you know, but you got to admit, for the NFL, Adam, you are a proud card-carrying liberal. You're not disrespectful to this country, but you are a liberal. But I'm sure you can empathize with the kneelers. Will you admit that they are dumb, their owners and their employers, in a position where they are alienating their fans and their market and their consumers with these political statements during what is really the only opportunity? Just to stand for four goddamn minutes with your fucking heart over your hand and show some respect for the country that allows you to play a child's game in a billion-dollar industry tax-free. How about a little appreciation?
I think both sides made a big to-do out of this. I really do. I think, you know, why do Trump, he's got to keep, well, he'll never keep his little mouth shut, which is bullshit. But Both sides are at fault on this. There's no winner in this. Yes, I am. Every time I go to live events, I stand, I take my hat off, I put my hand over my heart. Well, actually, I don't need a hat. I got a great head of hair. But I always, you know, I'm a as they say in The Sopranos, he's a civilian. He's a fucking flag saluting motherfucker. Yeah, no, always. I don't think there's any. There's no winners in this situation. You're claiming Donald Trump. You're claiming this.
He did win. He made it.
There's no. First of all, it's sports. Let him just play the goddamn game. Should they stand
for
the?
That's the thing. It's sports. Now let me tell you this. It really.
But here's
I have not.
Why are you abandoning your beloved Patriots?
I'm gonna tell you.
This is pathetic.
I have not watched a Patriots game since those 13 Patriots players kneeled.
And you're pathetic for that. You're absolutely pathetic.
I got to tell you, I feel so liberated, Adam. I no longer have to base my schedule around 3-4 hours out of the week. I no longer have to burn vacation days to watch a silly child's game. I don't have to invest any time, energy, effort, money, nothing into a brand that would turn around and be willing to just spit on half the country like that and not think there'd be any consequences. I have many friends.
See, I think
Facebook.
You're the only person dwelling deep into that.
False.
I think the majority of the country doesn't give a shit. They just want to see
the majority
of
the country, yes, but there is enough of an outcry here. There is enough of a revolt from good, old-fashioned, blue-collar American folk who respect the flag and fear God and honor
Chris,
their
what do you
family.
Want in this country? Do you winged party? Do you want everything to be right and conservative and no balance?
We have to fight
Bible,
back. We
and Bible
for eight
over
years,
Constitution.
For 8 years.
See, that's what's so ironic
Republican
about Republicans.
Leadership.
That's what's so ironic about Republicans.
And they allowed in the door millions of undocumented immigrants who are going to turn around and have children who are going to be Democrats. And there will be one party rule in this country. So it is so imperative for this time and age. And with this president, even if it's just for one term, Adam, I'm saying two, but even if it's just one, he needs to do some big things to make things right and fair for America to balance the playing field. I said it for years. With 8 years of insane, far-left liberal lunacy, it was going to take a right-wing strongman just to get us back to the middle. And guess who that man is? It's the heroic and God-send white knight, Donald J. Trump.
Oh, God.
But anyways, we don't have to dwell on him. You know,
I hope never get to tell you I told you so. I really hope that day never comes.
Many liberals say that. They say laugh now, talk shit now, be arrogant now.
That's exactly what you are, because this is going to come back and bite you in the ass one day. It really is.
They say you're on the wrong side of history. The one thing I am concerned about is Little Rocket Man. Now, every day in the news, Little Rocket Man threatening nuclear war, Adam.
Well, and every day Trump is not, he's not even paying attention to his Secretary of State. All he wants to do is he doesn't even want, I'm not saying we got to do diplomacy here. These are bad people. If they're pointing nukes and if they fire one nuke at Japan or whatever, we got to turn them into a crater. But he wants it to happen now.
Right.
And he's doing it on Twitter. He's going to put us into a war in 140 characters or less. He's going to get off that goddamn Twitter.
Now, he told Rex Tillerson in public to not even waste his time with diplomacy. That was
and then Tillerson called him a fucking moron.
Yeah, and then now, are we going to? Is Rex out? Do you feel that there's going to be a move here on Rex? Or is General Kelly telling Trump?
I saw a quote today that Trump said that him and Rex, they fundamentally disagree on North Korea. And knowing...
Yeah,
because Trump is
a
weak. He's a snowflake. You gotta admit, he's a very thin-skinned. Any little thing sets him off, and that's not good to be a president. You just can't have that. You know, Barack Obama, it rolled off him and he was insulted very badly with very terrible things about him. It rolled off him, and he's
hold on, Adam. We have a phone call. Hold on, Adam.
Great.
Yes, caller, you're on the air. This is somebody from Illinois, I believe.
Yes, gentlemen, thank you for taking my call.
That's so fake.
And I want to say, Snowball, what Adam was saying.
Yes.
My wife was called a transsexual. I was referred to as a Muslim and a terrorist. think that was very fair. I just wanted to drop my 2 cents here. Thank you.
Thank you, former President Obama. Adam, you must be listening per your invitation, because there's no way.
Yes, I sent him a text, Chris.
Yeah.
Because,
yes.
We were on that pipeline.
You saw him at the bathhouse, and
me and Casey at the gay bathhouse.
But, you know, talk to the drama. I heard that there was a story in Vanity Fair today, Adam, that Donald Trump is brooding. He's moody. He's quoted as saying he hates everyone in the White House.
Probably, because they're not agreeing with him, because he's very whiny. He's a child. Because at least these people in the White House, they're in the White House for a reason, because they're smart, they're educated, and they want a direction for the country, and they know how it works. They get but meanwhile, their boss, who is this thin-skinned, not well educated in terms of government governing and foreign policy and domestic policy, who literally just wants to do whatever he wants to do, and when he's told no, he has a tantrum about it.
Well, you know what? Here he is again today. You know, this is something that I love him for. Don't get me wrong. I just think that he might have too much time on his hands. Maybe they're not letting him have the hands on the steering wheel. Today, he went after Kaepernick.
Kaepernick should have been. Now, I know what you're saying about the whole kneeling thing, but be fired. And now he's saying he wants to control the media because the media doesn't like him. That's the first step towards dictatorship. Come on, you gotta see.
Yeah, but don't you secretly want a dictatorship?
No, are you kidding? This is why I'm saying that you're off the hinges.
Well, you know, I've been in my personal life, Adam. Maybe this is the stories for off the air.
I did want to say something. I noticed something on Facebook, but if you want to keep that off,
yes,
we'll keep that off. Yeah.
But why do you think we're so able to freely podcast?
Well, I was going to say, it's a Wednesday night. It's 8:52 on a Wednesday, and you don't have to sit there watching HGTV.
The Scandal or some Tyler Perry.
Yeah, some ABC How to Get Away with Murder show.
Yes. So, yeah, there's news with that. And we'll discuss it, Adam, because it is a juicy story. I will say it on the air. It's a lot along the lines of an Artie Lang kind of. Yeah, it's a juicy story. We'll talk about.
She doesn't like the fact that you're not putting a direction and using substances over your love.
Well, Adam, you know, a woman at a certain age, 28, they have certain expectations out of their life, and they do not want to waste another moment with somebody who
you gotta set them down.
Now, let me tell you about a Slovakian immigrant, a beautiful model, who meets with a very powerful real estate developer, and they fall in love in Manhattan.
That was an arranged marriage.
No,
they were going to cut off her hands if she didn't marry him.
Did you see the leader of Chechnya or something. Now, did you see that his first wife, is it Marla Naples?
He cheated on Ivana with Marla Maples, and then cheated on Marla Maples with like a bunch of other women.
Yeah, that's when he was.
Famous confrontation on a ski mountain in like Aspen of Ivana confronting Trump and Marla Maples. Like there's pictures of it.
Really?
Yeah, because you know he's a great upstanding conservative family man. Yeah.
But in any event.
That's why he's a left-wing liberal. He falls in line with Bill Clinton and Harvey Weinstein.
Terrific. We're going to talk about Harvey Weinstein, King Jew, coming up. Steve Bannon would probably call him King Jew, right, Adam?
He would call him a lot more. He'd call him a lot worse than King Jew.
But I wanted to get your take on the fact that Melania, who I can tell hates Donald Trump, but she's just, her eyes are like a cat. I love her eyes.
Yeah.
Beautiful woman. But you can tell that she's playing the part well. She's being a good wife, a great wife, great first lady, terrific woman, beautiful woman.
Yeah, because that's what we want in the White House, a sham.
But I was excited to see that she was passionately defending her role as Mrs. Trump and the First Lady of the United States by showing that this kitten's got claws with Donald's first wife, who is somehow claiming to be, very oddly, by the way, somehow trying to get back in the limelight. I'm not sure why Donald's first wife is so interested in now retrieving this attention. Evidently, she's taking credit for turning him onto Twitter.
Well, it's because that's how they all are, though. They all want to, they all need to, Donald included, they all need to stay in the line. They all want to be celebrities. He doesn't want to be president. He wants to be a celebrity. He doesn't give a shit about this country. He just gives a shit about the bottom line.
Well, you know, you want to talk about celebrities. We've now dedicated a good 25 minutes to our great president, and I'm fine with that.
Okay.
The last thing I really want to
do. You go on. I got to get a drink and a slice of pizza. So just do your thing where you talk.
One thing that I really wanted to touch upon, Adam, was the fact that this Eminem came out with a diss track, a ad-lib rap battle kind of diss track against the president, where he is featured in a parking garage. It sounded like you just blew a line, by the way.
I was scratching my cerebrosis.
You know, everybody was up in arms on Facebook saying this is so great, all these celebrities praising Eminem, who, by the way, now looks like fucking Justin Timberlake. For what was the lamest
Where's the right wing rap god follow up diss track?
I'm glad that there is no right wing rappers. I mean, white rappers make me all the more want to vote Republican and encourage
keep doing your
others
thing.
To,
I gotta get a drink.
I mean, I'm gonna play this Eminem Donald.
Okay,
Trump.
You play Eminem. I'm gonna get a drink and a slice of pizza.
I'm gonna play this Trump song for all to hear, Adam. And then we're gonna kind of make fun of it because it's not good.
Hey guys, your boy Quake and Eminem.
It's not good.
Back.
Somehow I had to pick up the guy Quake, some rap guy, Adam, is part of this. Where do I get a good copy of this audio, Adam? Why is this not prepared on my desk? Anyways.
Calm before the storm, right here.
Here's Eminem.
Start this off? I forgot. Oh, yeah. That's an awfully hot coffee pot. Should I drop it on Donald Trump? Drop it on, but that's all I got till I come up with a topic.
He pauses
that. Got a plan, and now I got a hat like a damn Apache. I'ma walk inside a mosque on Ramadan and say a prayer that every time. She gets a mouth. I'ma stop. But we better give Obama props, cause what we got in office is the Kamikaze that'll probably cause a nuclear holocaust. While the trauma pops and he waits for shit to quiet down, he'll just gas his plane up and fly around.
What are you trying to do? Because I hear silence.
Tensions are rising. Trump, when it comes to giving a shit, you're stingy as I am. Except when it comes to having the balls to go against me, you hide them. Because you don't got the nuts like an empty asylum. Racism's the only thing he's fantastic for. Because that's how he gets his rocks off and he's orange. Yeah, 6'10". That's why he wants us to disband, because he cannot withstand the fact we're not afraid of Trump walking on eggshells. I came to stomp. That's why he keeps screaming, drain the swamp, because he's in quicksand. It's like we take a step forwards and backwards, but this is his form of distraction. Plus, he gets an enormous reaction when he attacks the NFL, so we focus on that. That are talking Puerto Rico with gun reform for Nevada. All these horrible tragedies that he's born and would rather cause a Twitter storm with the Packers. He says he wants to lower our taxes. Then who's going to pay for his extravagant trips back and forth with his family, with golf resorts in his mansion? Same shit that he tormented Hillary for and he slandered. Then does it more from his endorsement of Bannon, support for the Klansman. Tiki torches in hand for the soldier that's black athlete. You're a spoiled little brat for trying to use your platform or your stature. But to try to give those a voice who don't have one. He says you're spitting in the face of men who fought for us, you bastards. Unless you're a POW who's tortured and battered because to him you're serious because he don't like it for you, Texas.
Have you heard enough, Adam?
Yeah, I've heard enough.
Yeah, were you even impressed? I mean, it's so weak. It's weak. It's
well,
the
it's
weakest
just,
rap I've ever heard.
Well, he's just, well, there's no beat. He's just kind of spitting, you know.
It's
it seems like he's just
it's
coming off the top
lame.
Of
his... And every fucking asshole in pop culture, every celebrity...
You're just saying that because you politically disagree with it. You think it's all untrue. When there's
yeah,
a lot
why
of smoke...
People... Who was the first celebrity to say that Trump is some sort of evil guy? He was in their circles, as you say. Why did they cannibalize him? Why did they make him Hitler? But and we'll talk about Harvey Weinstein.
Because he comes across as
silence.
Hitler.
Silence.
Because his
silence.
Ideas. Because his
silence
the way
Weinstein.
He says things and his ideas, he does come across as a dictatorship.
No.
Yes.
Is that why they don't like him, though?
Trump?
No. Why
or
the
Eminem?
Hatred? They don't even give him a chance. They don't even give Trump a chance.
Oh, please. Are you kidding me? They don't give him a chance? Oh, my God. What's there to give a chance? All he does is badmouth people and whine and complain. He doesn't even govern. He's the complainer in chief.
I, for one,
sorry, Robin.
Stand by the president. We've now dedicated a half hour to it, Adam. I know that it turns you off. But
well, no, because
that's
it's just, it's, Chris, it's pointless. It's fucking pointless.
Right.
Us just keep going back. Oh, well, you know, Trump's bad. Well, I think Trump is our Lord and Savior, Adam. I mean, we're just not going to go anywhere with it.
Stephen A. Smith even admitted that black athletes have to use a different platform and a different approach because Trump.
Oh, well,
if
Stephen A. Smith said it, then that means you win, Chris. Victory
the
for the conservatives.
America.
Everything is
I know.
So win and lose and left and right and blue and red for you. There's no third direction. And that is a pathetic way to live life.
Hey, you sound like my Uncle Richard who defriended me on Facebook.
I don't blame him. I'm ready to defriend you on Facebook.
All right. Let's move on, Adam. Do you want to talk about King Jew, John Farrell, or Isaiah Thomas?
Well, real quick, the thing I saw about Isaiah Thomas was he loves Boston, but he says, don't ever have Danny Ainge call me.
Right. So now, the other thing that he said, as I eat my Uno's pizza, Adam, I'm a stickler for
Uno's
I'm
eating
pizza.
My Miller's House of Pizza.
No. I love it. Great pizza. Great guys. Terrific crew. Stupendous pizza. So if you talk about Isaiah Thomas, he said, you know, I think that both teams are going to look back on this trade in a couple of years. Not only did he say he didn't want Danny Ainge to call him, but he'll always love Boston. But he said something very strange, Adam. As a matter of fact, would you mind if I quoted him directly? I happen to have separated him.
Well, it's nice to know that you're actually quoting something right on for once.
It says, Boston is always going to be all love. I might not never talk to Danny again. That might not happen. I'll talk to everybody else. But what he did, knowing everything I went through, you don't do that, bro. That's not right. I'm not saying F you, but every team in this situation comes out a year or two later and says, we made a mistake. That's what they'll say, too. Now, every team involved is going to admit that they made a mistake?
Well,
it depends. Does he need to get over this?
Yeah, it depends who's doing the better record. You know, at the end of the day, if they want to trade his ass, they have every right to trade his ass. Was the timing of it off? Sure. But so, you know, we can help the fact that his sister died and then they traded him a few weeks later. I mean, it happened.
Right.
And we traded for Kyrie Irving. We traded for a better player. And, you know, remember how the infamous Perk trade?
Yes, it ruined the team.
Yeah, the Perk trade was the downfall. I think, you know, I hope this is going to be the opposite. I think they're pretty solid.
I love the trade.
I like this trade. I like this team. I like
the
team.
And for those that don't know, that you know, people might just think that we're political pundits. Here in Boston, got to be a little bit more well-rounded than that. You got to be able to talk not only to Hannah, but about sports.
Oh, I was talking to Hannah.
And
well, that's the thing.
Indiana,
the reason why we do that is because we live in a city where we win championships. I mean, there's just
we
no,
are a championship
no,
pedigree. Whether you're a conservative
really
like Governor Baker and myself, or a liberal like Marty Walsh and yourself, Adam, we all still win championships.
Marty Walsh from the city of Boston. I love the city of Boston here, Marty Walsh.
He looks like Bunchy from Ray Donovan. I see.
Full of
I happen to work in the city. Yeah, Mayor Walsh. I work in the city. And I see a number of, let's just call them community organizers or busybody minorities. Can I say that? And they all have Tito buttons, Niles.
Tito Jackson. Yeah.
Yeah. So do you think that Walsh is going to face issues from within his own party, even though he's as fucking
flaming
gay liberal?
This is Boston. This is Menino.
Right.
This is, he's just whole skate through this election. Tito will probably get 20. Tito did terrible in the primary. And I actually know Tito. I happen to like him very well. He's a very nice guy, very engaging. I did a date charity auction with Tito one time. We were both at a date charity auction. And he's a good guy.
And who was the
he's
boss?
Not going to be the mayor. He's not going to be the mayor.
No?
I think Marty is he's the perfect person to be the mayor of the city of Austin. I'm a little surprised. He's had a lot of union. I'm surprised indictments haven't come down on union issues because he was a union kingpin. He was the,
He was the no-show jobs guy.
He wanted the no-show job. The whole like in The Sopranos with the no-shows and the contract workers.
Yeah, big union scumbag. I don't like him personally, Adam.
Well, because he's a Democrat.
Anybody's
a Democrat you hate.
Well, let me tell you two policies outside of the party. Number one, he is proud to stick a thorn in the side of America by proudly proclaiming the city of Boston to be a sanctuary city. Menino. The sanctuary city thing is bullshit, first of all. Hey, if you go to East Boston, you got El Salvadoran illegal immigrants from MS-13 fucking.
Wait, are you sure? I didn't think it was just Boston. I thought it was Somerville.
Somerville, East Boston.
I don't think.
Yeah, Marty. Do you need me to pull up the clip, Adam? I have clips for everything. The other thing I don't like.
And Trump has tweets for everything, too.
Well, and I love them all. And I can defend everyone.
Yeah,
but you love
it when he contradicts himself? Okay, that's great.
I am Donald Trump's Martin Bormann. You hear me?
He does want to turn us into a Nazi state, so goose step along, Chris.
How dare you accuse him of such a thing? Your heritage actually is German, so maybe you can see the warning signs. You can see the warning signs.
What does one have to do with the other? My grandfather, like your grandfather, fought proudly in World War II.
Good.
Against
that's
the Nazis.
Like
he was a captain in the Army Air Corps.
Which side?
The C-47. No, he proudly flew in the Army Air Corps, a C-47 transport named the Lady Roxy over D-Day and Battle of the Bulge. He dropped paratroopers and gliders.
God bless America. Too bad he had to kill...
Exactly.
The...
I have his jacket and ring still.
Well, good. Well, in any event, you try to accuse...
But don't disrespect my grandfather.
I would never. Don't get off topic. What are we talking about?
Don't get off topic, Christopher. I was telling you to take out the garbage, and you told me to fuck myself.
Anthony! No,
I can imagine
never
that going
thought!
On. I can imagine that's going, that went on in your household at one point. Your mom yelling at you to take out the garbage, and you come up with like some, well, Mom, I cannot take out the garbage at the moment because I am currently engaged in a battle of wits with Guido on the phone here.
Well, that is an accurate thing to say. Hey, one thing I wanted to get your hot take on, Adam, as some in the industry have taken to saying, hot take. CBS to ditch WBZ AM.
Yeah, well, they're throwing the whole playbook out. Everything is the whole monopoly, the whole Boston radio scene is done. It's changed. They've got rid of they're getting rid of BZ. They're getting rid of E. All the sports stations are changing. They're getting rid of the Hub.
The Sports Hub is in trouble.
Mm-hmm. They all were privately bought, or not privately bought. Intercom and CBS merge, and in the merger, they're just going to dump them. So essentially, we're going to go back to one sports station here.
Well, I think that they'll
I am so glad I got out of radio when I did, too, by the way.
No, thank God
I am not in radio anymore. And you could have been,
hey,
but, you know.
I was going to say, I'm so glad they forced me out of radio when they did.
Well, they forced you out and you forced yourself out. It was 50-50.
Well, Adam, I have a beautiful mind, and I happen to be very difficult to work with.
if you just would have played by the rules, you could have really made something out of yourself. You really upset and frustrated me. You're probably the most frustrating person in my life because I saw it as wasted talent. I really did. You are wasted talent.
Well, Adam, because
as much as I disagree with your political bullshit, I think you're goddamn talented behind a microphone, and that's where you should be. But your own demons kept you from that.
Yes, I'd go.
You're like Jake the Snake Roberts. You could have had a career, and you were a genius in it.
Oh, Jesus, you might be right, Jake.
Jake the Snake Roberts was a genius in professional wrestling. He understood the psychology. He understood how to make a match work. He knew what to do, but his demons got in the way.
Many demons. But in his thing was drugs, and didn't he have a rough upbringing?
Well, his father too. His father was Grizzly Smith.
Yeah, these guys, and you look at these people who are wrestlers. You know, they have terrible lives.
Oh, it's a miserable existence. Everybody, it all ends bad.
I want to know how they managed to find drugs in every single city on their stop.
Because
Boston,
drugs are in every single city
night.
In the country because it's easy.
Yeah, so what do they have? Like groupies who they meet and they say, "Get me!" Like in the old days, like, you know, those guys would get fucking weight. Remember Hacksaw Jim Duggan gets arrested with the Iron Sheik
back in the day in professional wrestling, you know, when there was actually territories and bookers, the promoters, I think a lot of the wrestlers had it in their contract. Okay, I'll come do your show. You give me X amount of money, plus you got to give me some coke. They talked about that in Beyond the Mat. Jake Roberts was going to do a show, and he said, I'll only do the show if you give me my money up front and some crack.
Crack?
Yeah.
Wow. Crack. Now, that's a whole different ballgame, Adam. I don't even know first about that.
I don't even know. I've never even seen it.
Well, you are a sheltered young man from Medway, and I'm proud of you for not ever being.
Well, do I need to play you this voicemail you left me the other day? Because I played it for Brian Warfield when you left it for me last Wednesday, and you sounded pretty worse for the wear, Chris. Do you remember leaving me a voicemail last week?
Can you play it? This could be funny.
Do you remember this voicemail you left me last week?
No, what did
it
say?
Here. I'm going to play it.
All right,
let's
hear a really crazy voicemail.
Yeah, hold on. Damn it.
Apparently I called Adam last week.
Driving home from work right now, you know. Figured I'd give you a call as an alternative to texting on account of driver safety. You must be busy recording another episode of the Hit podcast. How did that treat you with Adam Frederick? Well, in any event, I want to talk all things Trump. And I want to be taken to task because I still stand by our president, as does every single proud white Christian country. Except for liberals. The liberals, by definition, cannot be Christian. So, it is the homeland. It is the heartland. As some would say, the blood and soil of this very land, Adam. And that's who stands behind this president. Okay, I'm going to support my president. He going to pay my mortgage. He going to pay my gas. Hell, he ain't going to pay for my sale.
And that's it. Where did that come from? Do you remember
that Pat O'Brien? Is that Pat O'Brien? I want to get some coke.
I want to get some coke, and I'm gonna fucking. I just want to fucking your tits. Get some fucking coke and party.
You're so hot. Just let's get some.
You're
coke.
So hot. I want to fucking lick you. Where did that come from? What were you on at the time?
You think I was on something? You know, I just in the voicemail, you can actually hear me say, I'm just getting out of work.
That's why I'm going to ask you. What were you?
No, I mean, no American would ever work under the influence of anything, Adam.
Oh, no, not at all.
Right. No, that was just pure comedy. That's all, Adam. Comedy.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. Yes, it was comedy.
Yeah. Like when we used to do a show and Brad Crum would drop the N-word, go, Adam, it was just in the interest of good comedy.
Not when he's talking about Barack Obama.
do you remember that?
I have the clip somewhere.
Let's recreate it if I can remember it correctly.
No, you'll probably enjoy recreating it because you agree with, you probably would call Barack Obama the N-word.
So you were like, I was like, oh, Mitt Romney's going to win the election. And then you went,
Mitt Romney's going to win the election, Adam. Yeah, sure he is, Chris.
I said, well, Willard, Mitt Romney is a very likable guy. He's going to win the election. And then you said something along the lines of, oh, yeah, sure. Willard Mitt Romney is going to win the election. Yeah, not a touch billionaire. Yeah, great choice. And then out of nowhere, Brad goes, Barack Obama's a fucking nigger! And then the police came. And we said, Brad, and the record screeched. And we said, Brad,
it was an real moment. Yeah.
Like, excuse me? You heard me! Barack Obama is nothing but a no good dirty.
No, he only said it once. He only said, you just wanted to keep repeating it because you like saying that.
Well, and then he started like, but he was like a kind of a slow kid, and I said, "Well, I guess Brad, we can't hold you accountable for what you hear around the house." Yeah, that's a big
deal. It was like the things he would say. Oh my god!
I love him, and many people who listen to this podcast, Adam, can call in 646-787-8517. I really haven't been able to do the update on social media, Adam, Facebook, but that is.
Oh, I'm sure everybody
would
have tuned in if they. If you put out one of your many posts, I think people drown you out.
I think that I have been blocked by a number of people.
Yeah. God. They're probably fed up with you.
I mean, some people call me a troll.
I love you when you hate me.
Is this just the theme, or do you have the? I thought he was going to start reciting poems, but yeah. So Adam and I are veterans of a Boston radio program, the Boston Sports Review. We had a wonderful meteorologist. He actually moved on to the Weather Channel. You can Google him; he's on YouTube.
Look up Brad Crone and Chip Summers on the Weather Yacht.
Yep. I said, and there was one instance. There was a local meteorologist here. His name's Todd Gross. Adam will remember this memorably.
Yeah, of course.
He was on Channel 7 here in Massachusetts. He was also on, like, The Perfect Storm. Little,
yeah, he was
in
The Perfect Storm, yeah.
Little nerdy, kind of chubby, Jewy guy. Like a meteorologist, like his guy. And
he was
Brad,
no Al Capone,
though.
No.
Yeah, and Brad, our weather guy on our show, Adam, he was on the verge of superstardom and was entered into, I don't know if he was invited into this thing called the Weather Fraternity. And
I think that's something Dan Rofield and Jamie Bradford concocted.
Yeah, well, if you want to give all the creative credit to your Medway friends, you can, but I believe it was a Chris Finland original. Thank you very much.
Oh, well, okay. What? No, they were the producers of my weather, and if they said I did what they said would go.
But Brad, the weatherman, who had multiple producers, Jamie Bradford, the Warfields, he goes, Brad, are you getting along with Todd Gross? You're both meteorologists in this town. He goes, as a matter of fact, Todd Gross invited me onto his weather yacht But I don't want to go. I'm not going to go.
I thought it was Chip Summers.
I'm going to throw him overboard.
I thought it was Chip.
And I go, Brad, why don't you like Todd Gross? I said, what did he ever do to you? And he goes, well, he asked me to suck his dick. Brad said that Todd Gross asked him to give him a blowjob. So
yes,
but that's,
yes.
That, speaking of that, speaking of abusive power, let's talk about the liberal darling, Harvey Weinstein.
Well, actually, I was going to make I was going to admit to something that I did that
yeah,
you would probably
ahead.
Love to make fun of me about. With,
please go ahead.
With the, because the whole Harvey Weinstein, that's apples and oranges, because Trump is the same way. Roger Ailes, Bill O'Reilly, this isn't left, this isn't right. Nobody won. So I spent the weekend with the Jamie Bradfords and the Warfields, Brothers Warfields up in New Hampshire, a bunch of guys. And I played Dungeons and Dragons for the first time with those guys.
For the first, like they, really? You sure you don't want to like I'm tongue-tied. I can't believe that somebody at the age of 37 years old would go up
to Jamie is the dungeon. Jamie's he's the dungeon master.
You know who in my clique is into that dungeon? It's the king.
The
king.
The Cobb's Corner crew.
The Cobb's so like the king and Jamie Bradford would get along well. Well, I'm surprised that.
Yeah, Jamie plays it every week.
Well, every week.
He plays it every week. Yeah.
Jesus. Dear Lord. Well,
yeah.
That's incredible. Harvey Weinstein has now been accused of raping more people than Bill Cosby. Is that correct?
Or Donald Trump combined?
Trump didn't rape anyone. He admitted in a weird way before he was a potential presidential candidate to some nerdy
okay.
little Billy
yep,
Bush.
Yep. Chris, let me ask you a question. What if that same tape, what if that same tape came out of Barack Obama saying, you know, if you want tricks, you just grab them by the pussy. What would your reaction have been then?
Did you hear how I reacted to the, hold on, let's play some clips. Do I have to play Obama clips?
No, you don't have to play any. I don't want to do this. We did this an hour ago. I'm already fed up with you.
When I hear Obama say anything, I'm revolted. But that's partisan politics. You guys hate him because he's a Republican, and we didn't like Obama because
not
he's
at all.
A Muslim. But I mean, you wouldn't give Pence a fair shot if he were the president. You'd be complaining about him
because he would rather run the country with the Bible than the Constitution.
And he calls his wife mother.
Yeah, Lincoln called his wife mother.
Well, Lincoln, they say, was a big homo.
No, I will. Lincoln was one of the greatest men to ever walk this planet.
I heard a rumor that Abraham Lincoln was invited to play in Steve Buckley's old-fashioned baseball game.
Who's on first? No, who's on second? Steve Buckley.
We're going to go to the clubhouse.
It's time for it. Let's hit the showers, boys.
Do we have to go
in 7 years?
Oh,
first score in 7 years ago, I met a young man named Steve Buckley, and I amalgamated
his
proclamation.
About his mom. Where were we talking about? I was talking to Hannah and
Adam and Chris.
Yeah, I just want to talk about the. So Harvey Weinstein fled to Europe like Roman Polanski, I read. What do you think
of
that?
You missed the news. He actually, his daughter had to, he's still in L.A. His daughter had to call the cops today because she thought he was threatening suicide.
King Jude.
I was on TMZ. I read this like an hour ago. I read it on TMZ like an hour ago.
Adam, it is now time to go to the phone lines. Let's open up the phone lines here on the Finn and Freddy Show and introduce the caller to the program. You're on with Chris and Adam.
Hello?
Hey, now. Who's this? Where are you calling from, buddy? What's your name?
Hello?
Yes.
You see, the way it works is the train moves, not the station.
Hello?
Caller, you are live on the air from
Hello.
Who is this? Yes, hello.
This is my name is Jerry.
Jerry.
Yes, hi.
Jerry, I've got
Who
to tell you
with?
it's my name is Finn, and you're on with my lovely and talented co-host Freddy boy, how can we be of service to you this evening, sir?
Oh, what did I win?
Well, what you won.
Did
was,
I
you
win
a new
did
personality, sir?
Yeah.
Congratulations.
You won a greasy hand job by from my sidekick here.
Oh, it's been a long time.
Yes. It's so that is a worthy.
Is that going to be FedExed?
Adam, do you mind jerking off into a Pringles can and FedExing it to the caller?
I hope no one has to be here to sign.
First off, either what are you on or where are you calling us from?
And do you have any more?
Hello?
Yes. Well, Adam, you never know quite what you're going to get out there in internet land. And
turn your radio down in the background, sir.
Quite frankly, I had to end that call. It wasn't going anywhere.
Quite frankly, Titus O'Neil is a big piece of chocolate.
It's nice to get a call on a podcast. Of course,
you didn't tell somebody that you didn't text. You didn't text one of your friends to call in. And
no, I'm telling you, I don't have the sway I used to have. Even Guido was mocking me earlier. He goes, you used to have a whole army, and now you got no one.
You were the dog. You were the big dog.
Now I get no
Remember,
one.
Didn't they call you a dog?
Well, I've let you. I was the big dog, and then I was the Fuhrer. Yeah, that was the nickname, the Fuhrer. That was the good. Those days. I'm an adult. I'm a broadcaster, Adam. I'm trying to work in the Trump White House.
Excuse me.
I'm trying to work for Donald Trump in the Trump White House.
I have a friend who works in the White House. She's miserable.
Why?
Well, because she runs the radio there. We were producers together on the web show. And she is so far completely opposite mine. Steve Bannon got her the job. And she's making $40,000 to work in a sinking ship of a White House. It's just, she hates it there.
I have had enough of you. You're just hogging the airtime today with all this Trump talk. What happened to having a comedy show tonight?
Oh, really? Wow. Okay, I see what's happening. What are you talking about, Jackie? And Barry?
Now, we talk about destructive vices, and boy, don't I know. This offensive line coach of the Miami Dolphins,
yes.
He's in Miami for one season, and he discovers that the entire city is made of cocaine.
Yep.
He takes an odd video of himself poorly snorting coke out of a $20 bill. He spilled
more
out of
it
at the end of the bill.
He
rolled it up poorly.
Yeah, okay.
You're
admitting even more things on here. Okay.
And, I saw a lot of it spilling, and I said, dear Lord, that's a waste. But in any event... Yeah. He sent a video. He goes, I fucking love you. I'm doing coke.
Was he that was him doing a selfie or somebody was filming? He was filming himself?
I guess so, because he sent it like this black stripper in Vegas. And you know what? God, I'd like to say I'm angry with her, but I can't say that I blame her because she goes, and this is where you might see me avoid the party line. But we got a call coming about. I'll finish the story, Adam. She said that the coach is doing blow and getting a pass. Meanwhile, these players who take a knee are getting roasted. And she's saying that he's too high or geeked out to even recite the national anthem, let alone respect it. So, she saw black athletes getting, chastised by the media. Meanwhile, the coach is blowing lines. And I guess that's what they call about white privilege, Adam. Is that the definition of white privilege?
Yes, because your racist ass wouldn't know that.
Adam is bemoaning and mourning his white privilege, and the offensive line coach of the Miami Dolphins is snorting his white privilege through a poorly rolled $20 bill. Caller,
yeah,
what's
you
your name?
Give
where you call from?
As an expert.
617 area code, Adam. It's a Boston caller.
Cousin Chris.
Caller.
Cousin
yes.
Chris.
Adam, I'm getting support from a family member. This is none other than Ryan, my cousin, the most Irish of my cousins. I love him. He is a hero. He's an EMT. He administers narc. He's a great guy, terrific guy. He's a Trump guy. He administers Narcan to the...
All right, enough of that fucking sucking. Enough brown nosing, all right? Let's get to the subject.
What do you have to say today, Cousin Ryan?
Did you read about this new article that is a possible bill in New Hampshire for these overdoses that you get overdose once, so you get 30 days in jail, two is 60, three is 90, so far and so on.
I love it. I got to tell you, Ryan, and this is something, and Adam is on the wrong side of this cause as a liberal. He wants to have supervised injection sites. That's what liberals
want. I said that? When did I say that?
Well, that's what liberals want. But the conservative approach to a heroin problem is law and order. And our president is a law and order candidate.
The lovely state of Massachusetts decided that, you know, we're going to put this bill into action that you can't be arrested if you overdose and they find the paraphernalia. They take it, they send you to the hospital, and then you leave an hour and a half later, and you end up doing it again, or you die, or vice versa.
Yeah, there's no accountability. And you see people overdosed on the streets. You see people who are intoxicated. You see people who are a danger to the public, high as a goddamn kite, strung out. And they're all over the streets. They're on every fucking corner in Boston now because of Mayor Walsh. They're panhandling. They are aggressively approaching
Mayor
cars.
Walsh.
Mayor Walsh allows it, Adam. He is not tough on this. Mayor Giuliani is a great example. Mayor Bloomberg's another one. Those guys wouldn't be panhandling on Melnia Cass and Mass Ave every single day, violently approaching cars when they're desperate for money. I mean, we don't need that. We are supposed to be a sophisticated, educated, modern city. And what people see as soon as they enter into the city limits are panhandling junkies and zombies all over the road who are so high they have no idea what planet they're on. And guess what? When they're not high in an hour, they're going to be breaking into your basement and stealing your computer and pawning it for $50 in their next little fucking spike. And they're not held accountable. Cousin Ryan will tell you he's an EMT. He brings them back to life. They face no legal repercussions. And now I want to applaud the state of New Hampshire for getting tough on addicts. Let's hit it at the source. Go after the drug dealers, put their ass in jail, deport them back to South America and to the Dominican Republic, and take these addicts and throw them in jail. You can't get, you can't get your regular high in jail. Maybe it will knock the addiction out of you. And, Ryan, that's an excellent point. What do you think about that?
You can't get your high in jail? Are you kidding me?
Yeah,
come on, Chris.
Sure, they can get high in jail.
Of course they do. What do you think jail's going to do to solve it?
Well, you can't call your drug dealer in jail.
Something needs to happen at this point.
Now, Ryan, you have to tell me, and this is a public health epidemic, and Trump would be smart to get ahead of this, Adam. And yes, I do have my finger and my thumb connected together right now and the other three fingers in the air. Trump can get ahead of this issue by following suit with states like New Hampshire. My cousin Ryan on the line right now will tell you that he has brought back to life the same people time and time again, and they just don't get it. And they're playing with their lives, Adam. They're playing with fire, and their sons and their brothers and their sisters and their wives and their daughters. They're not grandparents.
So you think they should all just be locked up?
Well, they should. I mean, treatment doesn't work. And Ryan will tell you, treatment doesn't work because they're right out in the streets. They have.
I don't know. You seem to be speaking a lot for Ryan over here.
Reality, you need to be scared straight.
No.
I figured I'd call in.
You need to be learned.
Well, Ryan, I am glad you brought this issue up.
I feel bad to be trying to deal with this Republican Chris over here all the time.
What's that, Ryan? You feel bad that I have to deal with his right wing? Okay, let me ask you, since you're in the Finland family, what does the family think of Chris's extreme right wing, hateful, racist views that he spews every 10 minutes on Facebook? What does the family think of all this?
Depending on what situation we're talking about, if we're talking about Hillary, then my grandfather would have been very proud.
Sure. No, I understand that. I'm not talking about Hillary. She lost. She's done. Nobody cares about her anymore.
Yeah,
I'm talking about I'm talking about the stand, you know, the Trump administration and his hardline right wing, one direction, can't see the forest through the trees type of mentality that he has.
I voted for a good man Trump over here, but he goes a little AWOL sometimes. I'll be the first to admit it. I don't agree with every policy and everything that he has done, but you know, I voted for him because he's got balls. And Obama sat between his fucking hands with his fucking pajama. He did fuck our country.
So yes, he did, cousin Ryan.
Finally, we have somebody that, you know, wants to do something and, you know, look at all these countries. Look at Russia.
But he's
at,
you realize, though, cousin Ryan, he's a guy, he doesn't even want the job. He doesn't care that he's the president.
Correct.
And that's what you
got,
want as your leader? Somebody
put,
who doesn't care?
He got put into this spot. You know what? I'm kind of glad he became president because, hey, look at his businesses. He's a very successful businessman. Yeah.
So that's for the people in Atlantic City.
Fantastic businessman.
Yeah, you know what? He's filed bankruptcy. But you know what? Every goddamn person out there that's made millions and millions of dollars, they all have filed bankruptcy because they're very smart. They know the laws. They know the rules. They know how to freaking get around it. Congress is the biggest fuck up in America right now. Every one of those motherfuckers needs to get their head out of their asses and do something for once.
Well, I think we can all three agree on that. We do need term limits for everybody.
I agree with both of you. Congress needs a good swift kick in the ass. And I want to thank you, Cousin Ryan, for bringing up that heroin issue because it is a major crisis. Ryan, I'm going to move on
now.
Yeah,
Ryan is
going
to save somebody's life because that's his moral obligation to do so.
He is a lifesaver.
So
he is
Ryan.
A great Christian and a great cop. So let's go now to the next caller. 781 caller, what's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Fitzy.
Fitzy, what's
up,
kid?
Oh, it's Fitzy and Southie. Fitzy and Cherokee. How
Fitzy
are you?
Fitzy from Stoughton, kid. What's on your mind tonight, brother?
Oh, I remember him. I remember this guy.
What are you guys talking about here?
Hey, is this Fitzgerald from our former workplace, CBSC?
No, it's not. This young man, if I believe correctly, is a member of the lawyer community, the legal community here in Boston. He's an attorney out of the Stoughton area, and I'm proud to have his patronage and listenership here on the podcast, The Finn and Freddie Show. The number to call in, 646-787-8585. 1-7-6-4-6-7-8-7-8-5-1-7. We've got a couple lines on hold, Adam, believe it or not, in this podcast. We're going to get to all of them. Let's go to Fitzy now. Fitzy, right now we're talking about the legal implications of the opioid crisis. Of course, as a conservative, I believe in law and order. And if they are caught with heroin or high, they should face jail time.
We're talking about the Kennedys who love to party. The Kennedys love the little blow.
I agree with you on that, big dog.
Hey, smell my finger.
Smell my finger. My brother Jack, he used to put heroin on his finger and finger Marilyn Monroe. Yeah. I don't know if you knew
My sister Kathleen, when she would masturbate at the dinner table, father had her lobotomized.
But as a lawyer.
Sorry, caller.
As a lawyer, a big city fancy lawyer, what do you say about the legal rights for heroin abusers who are caught either high or with heroin? Should they face immediate 30-day jail sentences like the bill proposed in New Hampshire?
No, I do not think
no.
So.
Oh, my.
No.
Well, and is there any legal implication with this, in your opinion? Or because I want to lock them up. Adam wants to give them free heroin.
I mean, there are legal implications, but it depends on the case. Okay?
You're going to overcrowd the jails,
when
Chris.
They were caught, what they were doing when they were caught. And you understand,
we got plenty of jail cells available.
Yeah, thanks to our taxpayers.
Yeah. So, as a lawyer...
You understand,
15...
though, that it is an epidemic, especially in Massachusetts at this time.
So,
it's not it's not a criminal thing. It's an epidemic. It's something that... Crime's not going to stop it. That's not going to stop it. It's an epidemic. It's like the fucking swine flu.
I got to tell you, it is something we all have somebody who has in our life died from a heroin overdose, whether it's a close relative or an ancillary friend. And I think that we've all been impacted by it. We've probably all seen someone who started off as a good person. fall into this addiction. And once they have, and they're caught in that grip, there's no getting out. There's no escaping.
Exactly.
And treatment and liberal pussyfooting around and therapy and just lying on the couch and talking to me about your Uncle Charlie who stuck his thumb up your tuchus, I'm not interested in that. In treatment of heroin addiction, I'm interested in good old-fashioned hellfire and brimstone law and order, Adam.
So you don't think that treatment is needed? Big Doug, come on.
Yeah.
I think
you
got to
stop
it
at the core, man. Well, how is throwing him in the jail going to stop is going to stop the heroin problem? How's that going to stop
it? That's your treatment. It's going to
make it worse.
They need treatment.
That's
your treatment.
Cold turkey treatment.
Guess what?
Yeah,
they get out, they do it again.
Cold turkey treatment does not work. You can die from coming off of heroin.
You can?
Yes, you can.
So the body.
Yeah, if you're chipping, if you're heavily chipping, you can't just quit. They can't just throw you in a jail cell.
So you're telling me that I can't just make an impulsive decision without knowing all the facts and then and insisting that everyone love it?
Hey, Chris, why don't you do us a favor? Get on heroin and see what happens.
Oh, my. Adam, how dare you? Take it back.
Hey, you asked for a pump.
Thank you. And I prefer uppers.
I did.
Well, I mean, we all know somebody who's been impacted. I mean, even Guido.
You can't say jail is the solver. Jail's not going to solve it.
All right, prison.
It's not. It won't. Trust me.
No,
yeah,
listen.
Well,
I know in my hometown.
Will not solve it.
I live in beautiful Wollaston, Quincy, Mass. I live on the safe part of town over by the water there, Fitzy. And on the other side of town, the bad side of town where all the Asians don't live, I live in the Asian part. They're like, the Asians are very industrious folk. They have restaurants on every block. Laundry centers. There's a massage parlor in every corner here in my neighborhood.
Yeah, your chicken wings, your pillowcases, and your hand jobs all in one block.
Yes.
Sounds like a perfect
place
to live.
It's incredible. And there are so many restaurants popping up. It's oversaturated. There's like four restaurant cashier and point of sale companies and
all
dish
three
companies.
Places, Chris, where you can get the cream of sun young guy.
And like, Adam, it's my favorite dish. Ooga.
Yeah.
But in any I see in my own hometown, without even going into Boston on Melnia Cass and Mass Ave, the zombies who hang out by the library, the zombies who line the streets of West Quincy, where all those plebeian heathens live, Adam. And
yes,
I bet they don't even have season passes to the local opera.
Yeah, I got front row to the Bolshoi. Where are they going? To the Brockton Rocks?
I mean, it is a sad thing. I have empathy. I remember years ago when the
You just
the
said
first
you want
person...
them all to be in prison.
Yeah, because for their own good. Because if they're not in jail, they have free reign.
Yeah, and then guess what? They get out of jail.
Yeah, but when they get out
chipping.
Of jail, maybe they have some clarity. Because
no,
if
they got
have
nothing.
Free access to heroin, they're going to not stop going.
They have nothing, so they fall back into heroin,
no,
and it gets even worse.
They're going to die in jail because they're not getting any of the drugs that they need
to
get
right.
off of the heroin.
He's right.
Now,
you need some help.
Mayor Walsh in Boston and Adam has now recently endorsed this supervised injection sites.
I did?
For the
Wait, let me check.
For the addicts. Do you support that? I mean, is that the level of how we have to go out for looking out for them? Is letting them inject it in a safe spot? I mean, is Narcan not enough? Now we just like, I mean, I don't have a spot where I can go in and fucking, I don't know, pop a pill or smoke a joint or blow a line. Why
yeah,
should
your apartment.
Wait, so explain this again. What? They have a spot for what?
So obviously this is a very liberal city, Boston, very liberal, terribly liberal, horrible people, the worst, crooked liars. And they're
like
liberal.
Don Trump.
Top of the line, smart people.
Mess with clinics, Fitzy. Real quick, I'll give you the nutshell so Chris can get off his soapbox. Methadone clinics are starting to allow people to actively shoot up while they're being, well, people are looking after them so they can get their fix. But they're going to be in a safe space to do it. They don't chip and die like you're saying that is going to happen to them, and that Chris doesn't understand because he doesn't have a heart or a soul.
Hey.
Take it easy. I do not agree with that, though. I don't.
Supervised heroin use? Okay.
So that's one extreme over the other. Republicans, throw them in jail. Liberals, let
Chris,
them do
this
it.
This isn't a left or right issue. Everything to you is left and right and blue and red. This isn't that.
But I want to talk to somebody who is level-minded, level-headed, and neutral on this issue, Fitzy, because he's going to be the tiebreaker, Adam, on this issue before we wrap it up. Fitzy, in your wise legal mind, how do we handle the opioid crisis? And we will wrap it up with your – this will be the new fact of the land.
All right. This is what we're going to do, okay? We're going to continue to have places open for people that need help. We're going to give them the drugs that they need to get off of these drugs, and we're just going to continue with – at least with the insurance, too, with the insurance. That's a huge ordeal right now. And Trump is trying to, I think, stop that in some aspect.
Of course he is.
But otherwise, they need the help. If they want the help, they can get it. That's all I want. You know what I mean? Like, why leave them for dead?
Exactly. We don't want people dropping dead on the streets
of the United States.
Yeah. Well, that is the fact of the land now. Fitzy, you are a great man, and I hope that you are the next F. Lee Bailey, a tremendous success. I regret giving him say over what we're going to do with the opioid crisis. It sounds like it's going to go take my budget way out of
whack.
Oh,
no, his say is level-headed and correct and human. Your say is evil and twisted and backwards, just like your fellow Republicans. But
we do have
Fitzy, I agree with you.
Along.
Nice speaking with you, Fitzy.
We have to move along. Fitzy is a great legal mind, Adam, and his idea will put our budget a little out of whack.
Why don't you do a little research first, Chris, before you just jump on the fact that we should just throw them all in prison?
Well, let's get back to that topic in a minute. I do want to go back to the phone lines here on the Finn and Freddie podcast. The number to reach us, 646-787-8517. That's 646-787-8517. Finn and Freddie here with a caller from the 425 area code. What is your name and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Cadillac Doug calling from 2 miles off the Oregon coast in Pacific City, Oregon. How are you folks?
Oh, Cadillac Doug. How are you?
Yes, hello, yes, hi, how are you?
I had Pastor Primavera down on the galley, and I'm going to make myself a nice espresso here on my ship, and in a few days I'll be heading to Hawaii.
Adam, you tell me that I'm not willing to put my cards on the table for the good of radio. You accuse me of always wanting to air other people's dirty laundry. And
I
want to
hear it
own.
All. I want to hear
now,
it all.
This on the line. Doug, you don't mind if I bring it up, do you?
No, go ahead. They don't know what dirty laundry is yet.
Yeah. Well, let's hear it, Doug.
In a sense, like one of my broadcasting heroes, who I now can't stand, but Howard Stern. Let's get honest.
Yes.
We'll get raw. We'll get raw
yes,
and
we'll
real on the air. Joining
me
now,
Cadillac
Doug is a cousin of mine. Who I
okay.
recently
Jesus.
Just
Good.
Met through Facebook.
Family affair.
He hails from the Maine clan, which is where the Finlands originated from, and then spread their tentacles far and wide across New England and all across this country. They originated there. It's very rural. It's very abandoned. It's a potato kind of farm, and that's where Doug comes from. Doug managed to become a Navy man and a seafaring man. He works on cargo ships and merchant marine kind of thing on the open sea. So he writes letters and he stays in touch through Facebook and it gets him through. And I recently befriended him on Facebook. I think, Finland came together for the funeral of my grandfather.
Yeah.
Loud noise.
I think I was in the Mediterranean.
Jeez. Doug, I had to put you on. What is this music, Adam? Adam, what
Irish
is this
music.
Music.
Irish music
Why
for your
brother. Did you play that?
Yeah, it's Irish music for
Don't
your brother.
Don't do that. I thought that he was on a ship. I had to put him on mute. Doug, I'm going to bring Doug back on. So Doug works on a ship.
Okay,
he
I'm
stays
back.
In touch. He delivered to me, Adam. Yep. We met face to face about 6 weeks ago. He delivered me a beautiful Donald Trump mug, a commemorative mug. I love it.
Great.
He brought me a wonderful T-shirt about some heroics on the high seas. A sexy calendar full of Asian women, Adam, that you would appreciate because I think one of them was a lady boy. And he began written correspondence, like he was like a soldier during World War One. So he wrote me a few postcards, you know, and some of them included letters, like little short stories and things that he was writing, some stuff that he had.
Yeah, Christopher, I saw a little Asian boy frolicking on the beach.
No, even worse. He wrote a postcard, Adam, that it was totally revolting and lewd and rude and crude. Something about my girlfriend being her fish taco being stopped by another gentleman and being out till all hours of the night and
regular wordsmith.
Wait, guys, stop. I put that postcard in an envelope, in a private envelope, sent it to Chris and said, hopefully your girlfriend isn't getting her tuna taco stuffed by someone else's trouser trout. That's the stuff they said on Grumpy Old Man, remember?
Yeah, it was funny. Okay. I watched Grumpy Old Man last night, actually.
Yeah,
and,
I mean, come on. It was
just
classic.
Gonna take old one-eyed to the optometrist.
Well, needless to say,
yeah.
Adam, that went over like what they say. It went over like a fart in church.
Yeah, a fart in church.
Or whore sweating in church. So,
is this the blood of Christ?
I just put it like away in a drawer. So, and then somehow she goes, so I get a text, my fish taco. This is how you talk about me. This is how you let others talk about me. This is a topic of conversation. This is okay. You're going to let him get away. She goes, I got it. And
it
broke up with me.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
And she didn't like me to begin with because I was sending you postcards. She goes, who's this guy sending you postcards?
Come on, man.
We still have a mail system.
But
we're trying to live in a society here, Jerry.
Can you believe this Curb Your Enthusiasm type of situation? This, I guess, locker room
banter.
It
really kind of is. Yeah.
I guess locker room banter, as the president was accused of participating in, has came back to bite me in mine tuchus, Freddie boy.
Yeah, mine tuchus. Yeah, it looks like it really did, but it's Cadillac Doug. That's that was a very funny alliteration that you put in that postcard.
You think that's funny? Well, I'm glad that you can laugh at the dissolving of a 4-year relationship, Adam.
Actually, I can, yes. As somebody who's had a 33-year relationship with his right hand, I'm going to laugh at the dissolving of your 4-year relationship.
Well, now that I know that it was a line from Grumpy Old Men, I feel better.
It was a takeoff of Grumpy Old Men. He made it up.
No.
Cadillac Doug made that up.
But I didn't think that, you know, the woman would snoop through his mail and read it. That's,
I know.
That's what I can't.
Well,
yeah.
Who's? I don't even want mail. Like, she has a key to the mailbox. I don't even have a key to the mailbox. I don't check my mail.
I put
mail.
It on the refrigerator, Adam. She saw it right there.
It was
on the refrigerator.
It's like if I mailed Adam a picture of my penis. I mean, he would probably people would see it, and I probably don't really want
that.
People.
I think I had that. I think you did that one time.
Yeah. Well, hey Chris, did you happen to get my latest postcard with Bill and Hillary? Did you get that one?
Jesus, I only cringe on what. I mean, I might have to shield the eyes of those around me. I don't know what the hell could be. Is your new prank to mailing some arsenic, or what was that white powder that they used to mail people that the terrorists out of? What was that shit called?
I don't know.
I know. Not the arsenic. It was they sent to like Saturday Night Live and a bunch of other places.
They mailed a poisonous substance. That's Cadillac Doug's newest joke that he's trying out in his next postcard, Adam.
I'm glad they did it to you.
The Bill and Hillary one was a spoof on them acting like they're from Arkansas with like. You know, the husband with the pitchfork in his hand, and I think you could use it for a coffee cup coaster for your Trump mug. But I guess she must have ripped up that postcard.
She
or not
may have.
She is
a liberal. Well, you know, I'm glad that that the tradition of the Unabomber is still alive.
Anthrax.
Yeah. Anthrax. Yes, that's right. That's That's the next bit he's working on.
Yeah.
He's going to mail me anthrax next.
Well, we have a customer rep on my ship. We do kind of special work, and he's from Italy, but he's never been to a nice, wonderful family restaurant called Hooters. So, upon our arrival in Honolulu, we're going to go to the Hooters in Honolulu and take the Italian owner's rep there and get some photographs. So you might end up seeing those on Facebook.
Well, you're going to
we'll
stop
see
doing incriminating
laid.
Things. You got to stop doing incriminating things.
Yeah.
Cousin Doug is
so,
a dangerous guy. Cadillac Doug, I hate to say it. Adam is going to be happy, though, but it is time now. It was an action-packed Finn and Freddy podcast, but we must wrap it up. We are up against a hard break here, Doug. And I want to thank you.
I want to thank you
for calling in and setting the record straight. And
I had no intention of breaking up the relationship, and I do really feel bad, and I'm glad I could help to explain myself. And I just hope and wish that you find a nice girl in the future. I'm sure you shall.
Well, I'm sure
right-wing conservative colored girl.
I'm sure I'll end up with a top craft whore from Vegas. Yeah. Well, Doug, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate the call and the support of the podcast, and I'm glad we were able to set the record straight about this terrible postcard you sent. Thank you.
Man,
right, there we go.
I just
cousin
hope to get
Doug.
The mailbox key back before she disappears, and you can get your
Don't worry. Don't worry. She gave me all the keys and left. No, now I get the keys. All right, Dougie. Thanks for calling in, buddy. And we will
over
speak
and out from
to
the left
you
coast.
On the left coast, representing the Finn and Freddy podcast on the left coast. So, Adam, what do you think of that? It was an action-packed show. What did we learn? We learned that I have a strange cousin who emails me strange things that ended up costing me my life as I knew it. All right. We knew that.
I'm sure that was the straw that broke the proverbial camel's back.
Yeah, it was pretty much broken due to my own behavior, but that's another.
Of course, isn't that the ongoing theme of your whole life?
Yeah, you know, and we'll talk
more
about it.
Isn't that maybe something you're getting a little tired of?
Adam, do you have any fan mail that you can read us out with?
I would, but it's covered in anthrax.
Oh, all right, yeah. So Doug sent you some mail for the...
Yeah, me too, yeah. No, just one of my fellow hate mails.
I want to thank everybody for listening. This show is going to be cut up and posted onto Facebook within 30 minutes or so, Adam, for your listening pleasure. I will also tell you, Adam, how many organic listeners that we had on the show.
We had 9 listeners on the show.
And I want to thank everybody who called in. I want to thank everybody who participated on today's Finn and Freddy show. Look forward to more episodes of the Finn and Freddy podcast.
Man, I got to do more with you.
Yeah, you need to come back a little bit more often, Adam. And of course, stay tuned for the How Did That Treat You podcast featuring Adam Frederick, where he will talk to Scott from the Cape about issues related to blood and soil. Thank you, everybody, for listening. We are out of here. Adam, always a pleasure, sir. I will see you.
Grazie, grazie, grazie.
Grazie, salud. Good night, everybody.
Tell me what to do. You know who you're talking to.